B-Pod Studios.
My man's been there since, I guess, yesterday. I saw his report yesterday. And Thursday morning he arrived and immediately hit the streets. John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia, live from New Orleans on the Comcast Business Hotline. Johnny, are the Eagle fans infiltrating yet?
I've seen some. There were some on my plane, and of course, took a little walk up Bourbon Street last night and saw a few Eagles fans up there starting to throw the beads around.
Beads throwing already, huh?
Yeah, let me tell you something. It was a little like South Philly. You know how the only city, part of a city in the country where they throw up the sneakers on the wires,
right?
And here they're throwing beads like South Philly style,
yes,
up on the wires over the street.
Yes, the beads are big in New Orleans. So give me a feel for what's going on down there as far as the fans down there. Are they afraid to face the Eagles, or is this just a matter of fact and they trust old Mr. Breeze?
I got to tell you, the feeling that I get from the Saints fans around here is they feel it's all set up for Drew Breeze, like his last best shot to win another Super Bowl. They got home field advantage throughout. They're like the best red zone team at home in the NFL. And I feel like this is their year, is the vibe that I'm getting from Saints fans. But you know what's weird down here? This would never happen in Philly, where, you go around Bourbon Street, you go around the French Quarter, and a lot of the bars there, they've got the Saints logo up in the bars, but they've also got the Eagles logo and the Super Bowl champions logo with the Eagles. So where else would a city welcome the other fans? I know they're trying to get the Eagles fans to buy alcohol, but where else would...
Yeah.
A city welcome opposing fans like that.
It's a hospitality city, but also I think that it's telling that they think they're just going to stomp this team and they don't care. That's what I think it is.
Right.
All right, so
yeah.
What stories do you crank up when you get down? The team's not down there yet, so what kind of stories are you focusing on?
Well, we're getting all the reaction from the Eagles players in the locker room, and I got to tell you, the Eagles, I think they've got a great attitude going into this because, I go back to those Andy Reid years where they had those NFC title games at home and there was so much pressure on those teams to win. You look at last year, yeah, they were the number one seed, but because they lost Carson Wentz, a lot of people didn't believe in the Eagles. So they had that, no pressure underdog mentality, and they've got that again. And that really works for them because they absolutely feel no pressure. The guys have said they feel like they're playing with house money. And this team, when they're able to do that and let their personalities out, you've seen they play their best football, and they're doing it again.
Is the team down there now?
No, they're coming
down. Oh, they're
not?
Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. So what is the schedule for them at this point? Do we know? Do they have any free time in New Orleans, which is always bad?
Usually what they do is they'll get to the team hotel on the road around 4 o'clock, and then they've got some meetings, they've got some things to do. They'll grab some dinner. I got to tell you, the guys in Chicago, for the most part, were hunkered down in their hotel. They're kind of into that business trip mode now. But yeah, they'll get a little dinner, and then they'll chill out with each other, bond a little bit, and then next day, they have a little bit of time to wait around, but it's game day. So
they will not roam. They will not roam the streets. In other words,
no, they will not. They're on. They got a curfew. They do a good job of making sure they don't get out like that.
All right, what are the people saying, and what was your reaction to the stunt? Not the stunt, but the show that Sean Payton put on with the championship trophy and the money.
Well, Sean Payton did this before the last time they won a Super Bowl. And, I don't mind it. I think it's pretty cool. And I think when players see a couple hundred grand straight cash sitting there in front of you, they kind of visualize, wow. We can get an extra couple hundred grand, but that Lombardi trophy and that ring sitting there next to it, I think that's good motivation. I think the Saints are set up here to win this game. It's gonna take another big upset by the Eagles because, they're in their dome. You've seen the statistic. Drew Brees, Sean Payton have never lost a home playoff game here in New Orleans. So they're set up to win. We'll just see if the Eagles, I think it's up to the Eagles defense here, because I think the Birds offense will be able to score some points, but I think it's up to the Eagles defense to try to slow down the Saints offense.
Are you feeling the Eagles? Or are you a little still a little ambivalent?
I'm not there yet because, look, you know, you saw the job the Eagles defense has been able to do over the last 5-6 weeks. They've been able to stop the run, but you're facing a quarterback now. It's not Mitch Trubisky. And the key to me is, I believe the Saints are going to move the ball, but the Eagles, best red zone defense in the NFL this year, but you're facing a Saints offense last time that was 4 of 5 on you in the red zone, and they're the best red zone offense at home in the NFL. They score touchdowns like 79% of the time. So I know this Eagles team is completely different now. The secondary grew up. They were down their top 5 cornerbacks by the end of the game last time here. And they're playing as well or better than the Saints since that game. So I think it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so the last question is, did you put a curfew on yourself last night and maybe tonight before they get down there? Or are you... you know, doing some John Clark type of partying situations.
I'm pacing myself. I'm pacing myself because, you know, I'm getting up there a little bit, and you got to get ready for game day. We're out for a nice dinner in the French Quarter, but we walked up and down Bourbon Street with our crew. But, you know, went in and caught a band. You know, the live music's great, but then headed back to the hotel. Got to get some good sleep.
Oh, that's good, man. You're taking your job seriously. Are you taking that camera down there as you're walking the streets, or are you just laying low? Is the camera
pictures.
On?
Took a couple pictures. I mean, there's actually an Eagles bar down here, and they've got the Eagles logo up. It's called the Swamp, or Swamp.
Uh-huh.
And if Eagles fans are heading down here, hit up the Swamp, because they're welcoming you, they're ready for you, and great live music down here.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a sandwich place that you should try. In fact, you should go right now.
All right.
It's called Cochon.
Cochon.
C-O-C... H-O-N.
All right.
One of the great sandwich places you'll ever find in New Orleans.
I'm down. I know you know the good food on the road.
It is. Cochon, it's on Chichapula Street. T-C-H-O-U-P-I-T-O-U-L-A-S.
It's near Poitras.
Yeah, it is, actually.
All right.
Yeah, Cochon. Check it out. Grab a quick lunch.
I'm there.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you.
Good talking.
There he is, John Clark, live from New Orleans.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.